This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Companies like Twitter are playing a direct role in shaping the future of San Francisco. But there's a place where California's past is also getting a sort of makeover. The California Historical Society understands that a lot of people may find history pretty boring, but often it's because of the way it's presented. That's why the Society is experimenting with a new concept in how we explore our past and a new name for it. They call it Curating California. Have we got your interest? KALW's Stephen Short went to find out how this current project changes the way we perceive our past.
Let's move down. I hate to go on such a speedy tour, but...
Just over a dozen people are inside the California Historical Society building near 3rd and Mission in San Francisco. Many have drinks in hand, provided by the Society, and nearly all have scarves, protection against this chilly San Francisco evening. They're here for a tour of the current photo exhibit of rural California, led by guest curator and photographer Lisa Hamilton.
Initially, thinking about finding photographs about rural California, we went to the obvious places, the folder that is general subject, agriculture, citrus.
But there's a lot more to our past than iconic images of the valiant farm worker and the titans of agribusiness. We've all heard those stories. And it's a big mistake, Hamilton says, to think that...
that there is just one story, one history of rural California. So my very simple goal, I guess, with this show was to demonstrate through my photographs and through the photographs that I found in the archives that there are, in fact, dozens and dozens of histories within rural California.
Histories you don't know. Take, for example, the mouse killers.
In Kern County, in the 1920s, there was a plague of mice. You wipe out all the predators, you disturb all the land, and you start growing things that mice want to eat, and you're going to get a plague of mice. So this is a photograph of men who have been hired by the government they've dug ditches, poured poison in them, and these men have been hired to beat the mice to death.
You've never heard of the mouse killers?
My name is Jessica Howe, and I am the managing curator of exhibitions for the California Historical Society.
And this is the type of material that Jessica Howe hopes will emerge through their new guest curating program called Curating California.
I think that we'll begin to see some of the maybe more peculiar or idiosyncratic parts of our collection.
Like the mouse killers.
Things that have been sitting in dark corners that may be very interesting.
And these very interesting items don't have to be limited to framed images with small white captions stuck to the wall nearby. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But another possibility would be that they might want to write a short story based on a journal that they began to read of an early California, let's say. Or maybe they would find a piece of music, and they're a musician and they want to compose something new based on a melody that they found compelling. Maybe they're a chef and they come across some interesting recipes from early California and they want to stage a feast in our galleries. That could be a possibility too.
Is this a unique idea to you, or are other historical societies and organizations doing this idea too?
I think it is unique to us. And we also try to keep the research journey really open, so that hopefully that person may even not end up where they expected to end up, that they would learn something new about California history.
For me, what I was coming to this work as a writer and as a photographer, which were my profession, but really as a storyteller.
Again, guest curator Lisa Hamilton.
And so what I was looking for in the archives was not necessarily history, but instead the story part of history.
And the Society certainly has the makings of those story parts in their collections, as Jessica Howe knows.
We have manuscripts, we have photographs, we have personal letters, we have journals from explorers, we have a costume collection that's stored in Southern California, we have incredible paintings, we have all of these wonderful things. And what are the best ways for us to begin to bring these treasures out of the basement and invite the public to see them?
That's a question invited curators will be answering as they explore the holdings of the society. And don't feel shut out if you don't get invited to be a guest curator, because you can still examine this collection.
Our collections are open and available for anyone who wants to explore them. You can come into the library and you can say, I'm interested in the history of Irish coffee, and I'd like to see, you know, where it was first served in California, or I'd like to see a photo of the home that I live in when it was first built, those kinds of things.
That said, managing curator Howe understands that not many people will be coming in to dig through the treasures of our shared past, partly because they don't know what's in the collection or how to access it. And that's a goal of the Curating California program, informing the current citizens of California about the many facets of our shared past by examining them in a new light. Deep in the archives of the California Historical Society, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.